This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Cannot possibly be the inheritors of the covenant, even if they were the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. لا ينال عهد الظالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وإمامنا وحبيبنا أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. I praise Allah Almighty and I send prayers and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his noble family, righteous companions and all those that follow them with right guidance until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Glory be to you, O Allah. No knowledge have we except that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope everyone is doing well on this fine night. And we continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah and with the tafsir of this very crucial ayah that we have been talking about for a while and we just can't seem to get enough of in terms of trying to extract lessons and wisdom and guidance. And this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ.
We spoke quite a bit about the first portion of the ayah, and we were talking about how Ibrahim alayhi salam then requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to many of the mufassireen, it was a request where he also requested that which he was given before, which is the imamah, be also passed on to his progeny, his descendants. And we said this is normal, and everyone wants the best for their descendants, wants their legacy to continue on. And we saw this even with Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam. And Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam was asking for a wali, for someone to come after him. Why? Not just because of worldly reasons. We are talking about the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all. Because they want the legacy of the deen to continue, the guidance to continue. Because that's what Zakariya alayhi salam was. And he was afraid when he didn't have a child that then that guidance would stop, right? That da'wah would stop. So this is why he wanted, when Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking, this is not for worldly reasons, this is not like you and me, because we want, you know, our name to continue in time. No, they're doing it because of guidance. And this is why, interestingly, Al-Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tabari, when he was mentioning this request, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, right? So Ibrahim alayhi salam saying وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. Many of the mufassireen understood this request after Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam, I am going to make you as an imam for the people. And then Ibrahim said, and my descendants. Some of the mufassireen tried to tie it with the other ayah where Ibrahim alayhi salam asks Allah and says, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Protect me and my children from worshipping idols. So they tried to connect it to that. That here when he says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, this is similar to this. Essentially he's asking Allah to make his progeny and descendants Muslims like him. Imam al-Tabari says, no. This is clearly linked to what he has just been given as an accolade, which is the imamah. Inni ja'iluka lin-nas imama. This is what he's requesting for his progeny. Not just that they be Muslims and be worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is great in itself. He wants them to be imams like him. Imams to be followed in the deen. Of course, to get to the level of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we said, is impossible because it's already finished. He is the second best human being after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he is second only to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right? So, but he wants them to be imams as well after him. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, right? The answer then comes, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. This needs time. It's just a few words. لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Four words. But hold on, there's a lot to say here. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Many may understand and interpret that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not therefore give Ibrahim alayhi salam what he requested, because the answer was لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. My ahd, my covenant does not come to, does not include الظالمين. Okay? Now, and that's what it seems like. It seems like the answer is no. However, when we look at the other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, He said, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam what? النُّبُوَّة, prophethood, and الْكِتَاب, book, the books. So meaning, the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam are prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all, and they were the ones who received the books of Allah, the divine books. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ. What an honor! In fact, barakallahu fiqh habibi. In fact, no prophet that came after Ibrahim alayhi salam, or messenger that came out of the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They were all part of the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So any prophet or messenger that came after Ibrahim alayhi salam was not necessarily one of the descendants of Ibrahim. And this is why we call him Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets, because all of them are afterwards are prophets. Meaning, all of the prophets, rather, that came afterwards are necessarily of his descendants. Not that all of his descendants are prophets. But mind you, the first few, subhanAllah, immediately in his line, are prophets. Right? Ibrahim and then Ismail. But then Ismail, there's nothing happening for a long time, right? But if you look at the line of his brother, Ishaq, alayhi salam, Ibrahim, and then Ishaq, and then Yaqub, and then Yusuf. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. The noble one, son of the noble one, son of the noble one, son of the noble one. Four prophets, consecutively one after another. Subhanallah. And then the line of the prophets of Bani Israel, all coming from the line of Ishaq and Yaqub. For us, we want to see the other wing as well. The brother of Ishaq, Ismail alayhi salam, who came from the progeny of Ismail, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best human being to walk on the earth. So for us, we absolutely honor Ibrahim alayhi salam as the father of prophets. And interestingly, the Bible calls him the father of nations. Mind you, how important is Ismail in the Bible alayhi salam? Not very important. Almost sidelined. almost an afterthought, even though he's the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the brother of Ishaq. But it's all about Ishaq and his progeny. Ismail, not so important. So if that's the case, if Ismail is not important to you, then why is Abraham important to you? Khalas, we stop it at Ishaq. Right? Ismail comes from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ismail is not so important. Okay. Why don't we, if we go with the Christian idea and with the Bible, then Ishaq is the important one for you, because all of the prophets come back to Ishaq. Furthermore, they come back to Jacob. Forget about Ishaq. Jacob, let's call Jacob the father of nations. No. Ibrahim is the father of nations because of Ismail, who you ignored. From whom came the best human being to ever walk on this planet? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam. The father of the prophets and the father of nations and the khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. We said that the other ayah seems to tell us that he was responded to, that Allah responded to his request and gave him his request. So you had all of these imams as part of his descendants and his progeny. And this was the opinion of Imam Ibn Kathir and others as well. But if you look at the expression, we need to stop there. And this was something that some of the Mufassirin also noticed and kind of went back and forth about. Because the answer seems to be a negation. لا ينال عهد الظالمين. The ظالمين will not be part of this عهد, this covenant. And they started saying, if it was indeed a rejection of his request, it might have been لا ينال عهد الظالمين منهم. In other words, I have given you your request, O Ibrahim. However, the ones who are wrongdoers, who have, or who will be ظالمين, they will not have part of the covenant or this imamah, because that's what it is. Interestingly, you don't see the word ahd in the beginning of the ayah. He mentions, إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. He mentions it as a covenant. This covenant is the imamah. This is the ultimate covenant. And it shows you, imamah in the deen, to be an imam, to be someone who is looked at and followed and a role model. This is a covenant between you and Allah. This is no simple thing. This is a responsibility you will be asked about. This is a ahd. لا ينال عهدي. This is a ahd from Allah. لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. So, if we look at the expression and we then try to understand why it seems to be a negation, this is very interesting. لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. And scholars spoke about this ayah and the possible meaning. If it is indeed a negation, we can see several lessons from this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. And let me get to it, but before I forget, for our Arabic connoisseurs and Arabophiles, لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. He didn't say لا ينال عهدي الظالمون. Right? So who is the فاعل and who is the مفعول به, brother? Yeah, please tell me. I think you got it. Don't be afraid.
مفعول به هو الظالمين.
Okay. Right. So who's the فاعل?
Allah will not give them.
Uh-huh. So basically the idea for okay, we're having this conversation for those who do not speak Arabic. لا ينال عهدي. We might think for, if we look at the usual construction of the Arabic sentence, we have a fi'l, fa'il, and maf'ul. The verb, the one who did the verb, and then the object of that action or that verb. لا ينال عهدي. Now, usually, we might think in this situation that when we talk about the covenant and we talk about the verb ينالو, we would imagine that the ظالمين are the ones who are performing the action, either reaching and receiving the ahd, the covenant, or not. Okay? But in the ayah, it is not like that. It's not the ظالمين who will either receive the covenant or not, or will get the covenant or not. It's the covenant that will come to them or not. That's why لا ينال عهد الظالمين. The عهد is the fa'il. The عهد will not come to الظالمين. The عهد, the covenant, will not include الظالمين, the ones who perform ظلم, subhanallah. Okay? It's clear now? So it means the covenant comes to you or it doesn't. Not you go after the covenant. This is an accolade. This is a prize Allah is giving. Either it comes or it doesn't. لا ينال عهدي. Clear, brother Nawa. You got it. لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. The عهد will not come to those people, to الظالمين. If we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually granted him his request and made amongst his progeny and his descendants the prophets and messengers who received the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so why is the response coming in what seems to be a negation, a rejection? لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. One of the possible reasons, wallahu a'lam, is that this is an issue about which there is a lot of misunderstanding and some controversy and differing opinions. The issue of the ظالم and the issue of imama. Can a ظالم be an imam? Will an imam ever be a ظالم? Or a ظالم be an imam? You ask, okay, but Shaykh, what is ظلم? How do we understand ظلم? Well, we can understand ظلم two ways. The ultimate ظلم, which is ظلم to myself, when a person does ظلم to himself with kufr and shirk and wrongdoing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called الشرك ظلم in the Quran. But that also applies to not ظلم of myself, but ظلم of those around me. That is ظلم as well. What we also translate usually as oppression or persecution. To persecute and oppress others, this is ظلم. And the person who does this is a ظالم. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ said about in the Hadith Qudsi, إِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. ظُلْم is ظُلُمَات, it is darknesses on the Day of Judgment. Allah is telling His slave servants, and here we're not talking about kufr. إِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made ظُلْم prohibited upon himself. وَإِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. And I have made it prohibited amongst you, so do not oppress one another or persecute one another. This is ظلم. And usually when we mention ظلم in the modern parlance, this is what comes to people's minds. Persecution of others or wronging them. So it includes both. So now, can a ظالم be an imam? How many have read about this issue and know the ins and outs of this issue? Raise your hand. Don't be shy, don't be modest. I'm assuming everyone has either read about it or heard about it. Can a zalim be an imam? And does a zalim deserve to be an imam? What are the conditions of imama? Interestingly, scholars of tafsir brought this issue up, even though here it seems what we are talking about when we talk about imama is the imama of the deen. Ibrahim alayhi salam is not asking for imama to be a king or a ruler, but rather is asking to be an imam in the deen, to be followed. But nevertheless, they brought up this issue, the issue of the imama, and the relationship between imama and zulm, and some of the sahaba and the tabi'een mentioned it. So this is why, for instance, Imam Mujahid said, the zalim will never be an imam. And it seems here he is talking about the zalim, not the zalim meaning the kafir, because that is obvious. A kafir will not be an imam, right? Whether an imam in the deen or a ruler. So he is talking about a zalim. This person who does injustice to others will not be an imam. This is the opinion of Imam Mujahid, right? And remind me if I forget to tell you the opinion of Qatada and Ibrahim al-Nakhai and others, but I need to deal with this first. لا ينال عهد الظالمين. Part of the lessons that we get from it, the wisdom, is this. Allah is saying clearly, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. In other words, do not underestimate the issue of dhulm, my brothers and sisters. And we have seen this. We have seen it in Islamic history, and especially today, where dhulm is treated as something secondary. It's okay. It's okay if he's a zalim. He can be an imam, he can be a ruler of the Muslims, and he can be the one who should be followed. No, he should be obeyed as well. Subhanallah. Even though he is a zalim, a known zalim, evildoer to himself and to the people, where are all the conditions the imams put for becoming an imam, meaning to become a ruler for the Muslims? There are conditions. And one of the first ones is that he not be a zalim, that he be just. And some of them even said that he has to be knowledgeable and a scholar. Subhanak ya Rabb. Allah Azza wa Jal said, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. Very clear injunction in the Quran. My ahd, my covenant, does not come to the zalimin. So they said, imama, this is what Imam Mujahid is saying, the imam cannot be a zalim, and a zalim cannot be an imam. This is unacceptable. No matter how you turn it around, the controversy continued, but after he becomes an imam. Before, it is very clear, he cannot become an imam. He cannot become a ruler for the Muslims. What if he does become? What do the Muslims do then? That is another issue and much more controversial, which we will not deal with here. But in the beginning, absolutely, it is not acceptable. And the Quran is clear. لا ينال عهد الظالمين. This is one of the possible reasons. And since we are still on it, this is why we might ask ourselves, is this, my brothers and sisters, the ahd, the covenant, will not include the zalimeen? Is this a fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning? Or is it a command? If we understand it as a fact, then one may say, then how come there were people who were zalimeen and they became imams? And it seems this is why Imam Qatada and Ibrahim al-Nakhai and others understood this and said, this is in al-akhirah, not in the dunya. Because of this. And they said, the ahd, the covenant here, means the covenant of protection. You know how we talk about the ahd, and we see the ahd in the Quran in different places, to mean the covenant of protection. So they said, this covenant of protection protected the zalimeen for so long here in the dunya. And they ate and drank and lived with this covenant and through this covenant. So they understood, لا ينال عهد الظالمين to be in al-akhirah. The zalimeen will not have the protection of Allah or His security in al-akhirah. So it seems they understood it as a fact. لا ينال عهد الظالمين, and therefore they said, it seems that this applies to the akhirah, not here in the dunya. But if we apply it as a command rather than a fact, or a statement that means a command, that therefore the zalim should not be allowed to be an imam, then there wouldn't be an issue. You remember when we talked about وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Yes. And then at the end, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. Those, they are not allowed to enter those masajid, those who destroy the masajid, they are not allowed to enter it except in a state of fear, خائفين. We said there as well, is this a fact or is this a command? And we mentioned Ibn Kathir rahimahullah understood it as a statement that requires implementation, meaning do not allow those who destroy the masajid to enter the masajid except in a state of fear. So here we say, لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. If we understand it as, do not allow the imam, do not allow a zalim to be an imam, or an imam to be a zalim, then it wouldn't be an issue. But if we understood it as a fact, then we might say that there are those who seem to have benefited, according to Imam Qatada and others, from the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in our day and age, we see a lot of this, subhanallah. Some of the worst of people being the quote-unquote rulers of the Muslims, right? And some of those who deserve that post less or least having such a role. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. This is not to be the case. This is unacceptable. And this is why some of the scholars and the mufassirin would talk about this issue when mentioning this ayah, the issue of imamah. But there they are talking about the imamah of the dunya. In other words, rule, as opposed to the imamah of the deen. لا ينال عهد الظالمين. And this is why a Maliki scholar, mentioned I believe by possibly Imam Qurtubi, Ibn Khuwayz Mindad, he said, the zalim cannot be a khalifa, cannot be a hakim, a ruler, cannot be a mufti, cannot be a witness, cannot be a narrator. None of this is suitable. Just based on لا ينال عهد الظالمين. And this is why also Rashid Rida in Tafsir al-Manar, he commented on the fact that some of the mufassirin try to understand dhulm here only as kufr. لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. That this is a reference to kufr only. And he said there is nothing that shows that here dhulm is to be restricted to kufr. And he said that any of the zalimeen of the Muslims, of the muwahideen, But they are a zalim, they are known for their injustice and the wronging of people. They do not deserve to be a role model or a ruler or an imam, because they are going to corrupt the people's deen and their dunya. This is one possibility for why, subhanallah, it came as a statement of negation. لا ينال أحد الظالمين, even though many of his progeny did and were included in this covenant, and they were great prophets, and if they were great prophets, they were necessarily great imams. This is one possibility. But there's another possibility, and this is very important as well. Because we mentioned that when we ended the section about Bani Israel, and then we came to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we tried to find the secret behind the transition and the connection between those stories and that section, and now the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, here is another connection. La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin. The Jews and the Christians who broke the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the Jews, the Bani Israel, all of those stories, who violated that covenant time and time again, cannot possibly be the inheritors of the covenant, even if they were the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. لا ينال عهد الظالمين. This is another important reason for the connection. لا ينال عهد الظالمين, because they are going to be ظالمين from your progeny, O Ibrahim, who have wronged themselves, the Bani Israel. We have been going through the tafsir, pages and pages about Bani Israel and their violations of the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will they also be imams? Allah Azza wa Jal said, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. Many will be included in the covenant, but we need to emphasize a point, because this is all the zalimeen talk about now, especially today, subhanallah. Nowadays, it's all about the covenant, to the extent that there are wars, there are battles, theological battles between the, not the Jews and the Christians themselves, in understanding their Bible and the so-called covenant with Bani Israel. So if we go to the Bible, we see in the Old Testament, we see in Genesis, the famous covenant with Ibrahim alayhi salam that they keep mentioning day and night. The Lord said to Abraham, and later on he was called Abraham. What did the Lord say to him? I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants. And he said, as an everlasting covenant, subhanallah, to the end of time. This is a very big problem, the adulteration of the Holy Bible that we see. Look at the problems that it has caused. Why? They are understanding this covenant as an everlasting covenant between Allah and the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam, namely the Bani Israel. So he said it's an everlasting covenant. And then afterwards he said, also I will give you and your descendants the land. I will give you and your descendants the land. Which land, O Allah? The land of Canaan, Palestine. Again, as an everlasting possession. Ya Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal said, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. Don't play with the words of Allah. Don't play with the covenant of Ibrahim. This has caused so much bloodshed because of this strange understanding that this is an everlasting covenant no matter what. Allah said, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. Those are the ظالمين. Those are the wrongdoers. Those are the ones of injustice and iniquity. They will not be included in the covenant. The covenant has been broken with them. We deal with this now. And we mentioned this before. Because of a rather novel understanding of this covenant. Why is that? Because the church and Christians for many, many centuries did not understand Israel to mean modern Jewry. They understood Israel to have been replaced by the church. So anytime there is mention of a covenant between Allah and the Jews or Israel, they understood this as a covenant between God and the Christians, the church. Not Israel in a nationalistic modern sense. This only started happening later, especially with the Protestant tradition and the Protestant understanding. So that's why you have something called covenant theology versus dispensationalism. Their understanding, a lot of Christians today are understanding this covenant as a covenant between Allah and Bani Israel themselves in a modern nationalistic sense. And therefore they understood from that necessarily Allah is going to give them this land to the Jews, to the Bani Israel. And therefore we have to support Israel. No matter how many Palestinian children they kill, we have to support them. It's a religious duty. This is the way they understand it. Almost like it's an obligation. Based on their false understanding of this covenant. This is fairly new. In the past, it was not there. So you will still find Christians who argue otherwise. And they say, no, this is completely incorrect. Completely wrong understanding of the Bible. The issue of the covenant of Ibrahim, how do we understand it? The Quran tells you how to understand it. لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. The covenant is over. You broke the covenant. Time and time again. So you do not deserve the covenant of Allah. You are no longer the chosen people. There is no covenant between you. And by the way, some of those Christians, they will agree with this. They broke the covenant time and time again. The Quran said it clearly. لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. They will not be included in this ahd. They do not deserve the imamah. Allah is telling Ibrahim alayhi salam, there are going to be zalimeen from your progeny, and they will not be included in this covenant. Everyone else, fine. So this might be another reason, wallahu a'lam, why it came in that way. La yanalu ahd al-zalimeen, even though every single prophet and messenger that came after Ibrahim alayhi salam was of his progeny. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Yes, brother. Yes. These are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Bani Israel. And He told them and He reminded them, absolutely. أَتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهِ. Also He mentions that the other ayah, that we have made amongst you prophets also, right? وَجَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ. So these are all the favors of Allah, yes, that He gave to them, that they did not honor and they did not respect. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. You do not mean that this is, how do we understand that with respect to لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Well, this is why it seems, wallahu a'lam, that the imama here that is being mentioned is imamatuddin, right? Ibrahim alayhi salam, as far as we know, was not a king like David and Solomon, right? He was an imam in the deen. Mulk al-aziman is mulk. This is in the dunya. Ala Ibrahim, right? This is why we're saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a lot of his progeny. Dawood and Sulaiman, are they not from Ali Ibrahim? They're from Ali Ibrahim. Were they kings? They were kings. They were the greatest kings of the Jews, of Bani Israel. They were the kings of the first kingdom, what they call the United Kingdom of David and Solomon. Absolutely, this is Mulk al-Azimah. Here, that's why we say here, it seems, wallahu a'lam, that this is imamatuddin, imama in deen. So he said, لا ينال عهدي الظالمين, right? The ahd, the covenant, being the imama of the deen, right? Dawood and Sulaiman are not the zalimeen. And these are the ones who have been given the covenant, right? When he says, لا ينال عهد الظالمين, this is the Bani Israel who wronged themselves. Even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the midst of criticizing them in all of that long history that we were doing the tafsir of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes would make an exception. Some of those are exceptions, yes? But for all practical purposes, they broke the covenants, they violated. These are the zalimeen. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. The people who did not follow Dawood, who gave problems to Sulaiman and to Musa before them, peace be upon them all. Kitab is obvious, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He has made amongst them prophets and messengers, right? The mulk is the rule of the dunya, is mulk. Like, we will get to it eventually, when they asked for a king, and the king then appointed a prophet, and then a king was appointed for them, right? When we talk about Saul and the story of Talut and Jalut eventually. So this was a king that was sent to them, right? King Saul. So that's why I said, when the Mufassirin talked about Imam and Zalim, they understood, they took the broad term of Imama. Because in religious Islamic parlance, when we talk about imama, when we talk about al-imam, the imam, sometimes we are talking about the ruler. So the khalifa will be called imam, the imam of the Muslims, right? And this is why in the issue of usul al-deen, when they talk about this, they talk about it under the category of imama. So this is why they brought up imaman, or imama, and the issue of ظلم. لا ينال عهد الظالمين. والله تعالى أعلم. Anything else, brothers, sisters? الحمد لله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك